Welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Scott Cullen. You've seen my written work in The Athletic and McKean's Hockey and at Toronto Hockey Now, as well as at TSN.ca for many years before. Today, we are going to look at some hitters, guys who have added value to their fantasy game, maybe making themselves fantasy relevant because they will hit. I guess we will look at some notable COVID absences coming up. Look through Tuesday night's games before looking at Wednesday night's matchups as well. Let's get started after this. So we'll start things off in today's episode by looking at the Pittsburgh Penguins. It isn't bad enough that they had to go without Sidney Crosby at the start of the season. Now, Sidney Crosby and defenseman Brian Dumoulin have tested positive for COVID-19. And this is, I guess, it's going to still be an ongoing issue for the National Hockey League. We're just, for a league that had so many players that had taken the shot. And Tyler Bertuzzi was the one holdout, apparently. But still, you have, I guess, all these guys are interacting and in tight spaces, and it allows COVID to spread still. And now, fortunately, I think in any of the cases we've had in the NHL this year, none of them have been deemed serious. But it means time out of the lineup. And if it's, particularly in the case of Crosby, if he happens to have symptoms enough that you have to miss 10 days or something, I mean, that's a huge blow to the Pittsburgh Penguins. So we'll keep an eye on how that goes. The Penguins managed to survive early in the year with a raft of injuries. So I certainly wouldn't write them off, but boy, you're testing the patience, I think, of the Pittsburgh Penguins when, they go without Crosby and Malkin to start the year. Crosby comes back, has not played very much yet. And then he's out for COVID-19 reasons. So let's go take a look at Tuesday's games. And so we'll start things off. Toronto Maple Leafs win 4-0 at home against Vegas. Now, Vegas is just decimated by injuries. And for the most part, theirs are actual injuries. We don't have a bunch of COVID absences in the Golden Knights lineup. As a result, maybe, getting softer competition worked out here for Toronto because they probably played their most complete game of the season. Mitch Marner had a goal and two assists. His goal was fantastic. A nice kind of pirouette at the top of the crease, eluding a checker and Robin Lehner before tucking it in. Austin Matthews scored a pair of goals, his first one being just a rocket on the power play, which it looked more like the goal scorer Austin Matthews that we're used to. And William Nylander had a goal and assist for the Maple Leafs, and Nylander has been Toronto's best player so far this season. Jack Campbell had the 26 save shutout. Campbell's got 929 save percentage so far this season, really responding to the opportunity to be a starting goaltender. He's also, I guess, had to play a little bit more than they might have initially anticipated because Peter Mrazek has already missed some time with injury. So this is a tough spot here for Vegas. They're really battling injuries, and between Mark Stone and Max Pacioretty and William Karlsson and Alex Tuch, it's tough to make a threatening forward group when you take those guys out. So that's where it is for Vegas right now. And Toronto now has won 3 in a row. Look like they're starting to turn the corner a bit. Detroit lost 3-0 in Montreal. And Montreal, obviously a team that has off to a slow start, but some guys who were off to slow starts produced for them. Nick Suzuki, goal and two assists in that 3-0 win. Brendan Gallagher, goal and an assist. Tyler Toffoli, two assists. And all three of those guys not having great starts to this season. So if they can kind of turn that around, that would go a long way towards getting Montreal better results. Josh Anderson scored the other goal for Montreal. Jake Allen with a 22 save shutout. Alex Nedeljkovic stopped 38 of 40 shots for Detroit. So, Nedeljkovic played pretty well. In fact, so he had 38 saves. Suzuki's goal was like a baseball. He got the rebound and batted it out of midair. So that's a pretty tough one for Nedeljkovic to allow. A pretty strong showing there for Detroit goaltender, if not so much from the skaters. Arizona lost 3-0 at Philadelphia. So we've got three shutouts here off the start. And So for Philadelphia, Sean Couturier hit a goal and assist. Claude Giroux had a goal and assist. Pretty, you know, expected there. Scott Laughton scored their other goal. Carter Hart with a 29-save shutout. Goodness, after last season, any good news for Carter Hart, I think you have to be encouraged by, because, you know, things kind of went sideways for him last year. Karel Vemelka in the Arizona net had 31 saves on 33 shots. I've mentioned this the other day, is that I don't know that he's going to win enough to have any fantasy value whatsoever, but Karel Vemelka could show in this opportunity that he's getting that he's a legit NHL goaltender. He's certainly going to get the opportunity to show that he can stop pucks playing for Arizona. And so that's where they are now. They continue to lose. Philadelphia takes advantage of a soft opponent. Ottawa loses 5-4 at Minnesota. For Minnesota, Marcus Foligno scores a couple of goals. He's continuing to have a strong season. Kirill Kaprizov, goal and assist, finally on the board with the winning goal in overtime. Kevin Fiala with a couple of assists. Nico Sturm and Kalen Addison with the other goals for Minnesota. For Ottawa, Drake Batherson, goal and assist. Josh Norris, goal and assist. Michael Delzato chips in a couple of assists. Nick Paul, Chris Tierney also scored for Ottawa. Batherson and Norris, you know, Ottawa has very high expectations for them. You know, given who is on this roster, those are two of the guys that they expect to lead the way. Dallas loses 4-3 in a shootout at Winnipeg. Tyler Seguin with a goal and assist. Jason Robertson and Jamie Benn score goals for Dallas. Benn's first of the year. Nate Schmidt had a couple of assists for Winnipeg. Jets got goals from Pierre-Luc Dubois, who's having a really nice season so far. Paul Stastny and Josh Morrissey. Nashville goes into Calgary and upsets the Flames 3-2 in overtime. Matt Duchene, who got the overtime winner, had a goal and assist. Michael Granlund, a couple of assists for Nashville. Philip Forsberg, Luke Kunin also scored for Nashville. UC Saros had 38 saves on 40 shots. And for Calgary, Matthew Tkachuk and Oliver Shillington scored their two goals. The Rangers lose 3-2 to Vancouver in overtime. Vancouver rallies from a 2-0 deficit. Artemi Panarin had a goal and assist for the Blue Shirts. Adam Fox with a couple of assists. Mika Zibanejad scored their other goal. So the big guys were going for the Rangers. JT Miller scored a pair of goals for Vancouver, including the overtime winner. Connor Garland, a couple of assists. And Vasily Podkolzin, the Canucks rookie, he put one in the net. So that's a big comeback win for the Canucks to get that one. New Jersey loses 4-0 at Anaheim. Ryan Getzlaff, a goal and two assists for the Ducks. He's having a really nice season. Troy Terry, a couple of goals for them as well. Isaac Lundestrom, he also scored for Anaheim. John Gibson, 28-save shutout. I guess tough news there is New Jersey lost Dougie Hamilton in that game. Lower body injury, we don't know how serious, but any absence of Dougie Hamilton from the New Jersey lineup is a pretty big deal. Then finally, we've got Buffalo losing 5-3 in San Jose. Thomas Hertl, star of the night, two goals and an assist in that game, and just a terrific performance from Hertl. Mario Ferraro, goal and assist for the Sharks. Rudolph Balcers, a couple of assists. Also got goals for Jonathan Dahlin and Ryan Merkley. Ryan Merkley scoring his first NHL goal. And then for Buffalo, Jeff Skinner with a couple of goals, Vinny Hinostroza with a couple of assists, Drake Caggiula also with a goal. Obviously, Skinner, given how much they're paying him, the Sabres would like to be able to get him on track and at least contributing to them offensively. You know, maybe he's not going to be a 40-goal scorer anytime soon, but he could get you 20-plus, right? That's a pretty reasonable expectation. Coming up next, we're going to look at some hitters, guys who have kind of forced their way into fantasy value this year because of their hit totals. What's that? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. In case you don't know, Shopify is a complete commerce platform that lets you start, grow, and manage a business. The subscription-based software allows anyone to set up an online store and sell their products. Shopify store owners can also sell in physical locations using Shopify POS, our point-of-sale app, and accompanying hardware. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Scaling your business is a journey of endless possibility, and Shopify helps make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. I love how Shopify has tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify powers over 1.7 million businesses from first sale to full scale, reaching customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. It allows you to gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. Go to Shopify.com/LockedOnNHL, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/lockedonNHL right now. Shopify.com/lockedonNHL. I love Thanksgiving. All the good food and treats and plenty of them. But maybe you want a yummy dessert, but one that isn't so full of calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bar is the new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie has upwards of 300 calories. That's on the low end. Yeah, my slices of pie are more than 300 calories. Most Built Bars, though, are only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. Replace a coconut cream pie with a coconut Built Bar. Or go for a raspberry Built Bar instead of that raspberry pie. There are lots of good flavors to replace any pie. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, and high protein. Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Built is a great option for when you're hungry. If Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough, go for a Built Bar or two. Share some at your family gatherings. It will make things less awkward, maybe. Maybe Aunt Betty hasn't tried a Built Bar yet. Anyway, new surprises are coming all month. There will be limited time flavors arriving at Built.com regularly. So check the site often. There's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Okay, so my thought today is we want to look at a few guys who are sort of forcing their way into the fantasy discussion because they're hitters. And if you're in a league that counts hits, then that category matters. Maybe it's not right if you're running a roto league and all the categories count the same, that that hits will, you know, winning the hits category is just as valuable as winning the goals category. But when you're trying to value players, that has to be taken into account. So one of the players who I kind of tend towards in this game is Florida's Radko Gudas. Gudas is a consistent hitter. He also generates enough shots on goal to have some fantasy value. And you know, he's not going to put up big point totals, and I suppose you run the risk of getting suspensions now and then. But Gudas is a consistent hitter, and because his shot totals are at least respectable, he sort of vaults himself into having fantasy appeal. Tampa Bay's Eric Chernak has really, because he's increased his shot output so much this year, is a much more appealing fantasy player. He was kind of on the fringes last year. He had 18 points in 46 games, which, you prorate that out for a full season, that can kind of get you into the neighborhood of having fantasy appeal, particularly because he's a big hitter. But now he's generated more than 3 shots per game early in the season. Now, maybe that doesn't last, but if Chernak's also generating a high number of shots with respectable point totals in addition to his hits, then you've got something there. Seattle's Adam Larsson. Now, Larsson's a very one-dimensional player. He's very much on the defensive end, so you don't get a lot of points. You're probably making a trade-off to take him, but his hit and block shot totals are significant and enough that maybe you don't draft Adam Larsson, but as you sit there a month into the season, you're looking at your roster and going, man, I'm low on hits and blocks. Go grab Adam Larsson off the waiver wire, because at the very least, he will address those categories. Rangers defenseman Jacob Trouba. Now, when the Rangers acquired Jacob Trouba, I'm not sure they were expecting a guy who would be, you know, an underrated fantasy player, because he had had some productive offensive seasons with the Jets. But now that's kind of not his role with the Rangers. And so Trouba, he can contribute a little bit offensively, but he really kind of stuffs the other stat categories. He'll get hits and block shots and generate enough shots that he does have some appeal. Now, I've also got a few left wingers who can give you some hits in addition. And now, Zach Aston-Reese is the first one up here. Great defensive winger for Pittsburgh, who doesn't play a lot, doesn't score a lot, but right now he's averaging like 6 hits a game, and obviously very early in the season, and he's not going to average that number all season long. But in the short term, if you're looking to address a need, Zach Aston-Reese can get you some hits. Seattle left winger Brandon Tanev. Not only is he, you know, the leading goal scorer for the Kraken at this stage of the season, he is a consistent hitter, and as forwards go, he also blocked quite a few shots. And so I think Brandon Tanev, given expectations coming into the season, has very quickly made himself more appealing, and not just because he hits, but because now apparently he scores too. Florida left winger Mason Marchment, who has, you know, carved out a nice role for himself in the National Hockey League, and it's taken some time, and and he's got there. I mean, one, he's a 6'5 winger who can play a physical game, and he does. But he's also chipped in enough offensively that you know, the Panthers are comfortable playing him in a variety of roles. I mean, there was a time at the end of last season where he was playing on Alexander Barkov's wing. So you know, you have to like if a team is comfortable enough to put a player in that position, even if that's not where he's going to you know, ply his trade on a regular basis. And then we've got Minnesota's Marcus Foligno, and Foligno's a big hitter, but he kind of put up more offense last season than would have been expected. But he was also riding kind of high percentages on his own shooting percentage and on ice shooting percentage, And it would be fair, and I'm pretty sure I was one of the people saying, expect some regression on that. Like, those percentages aren't going to last. But it doesn't mean that Foligno couldn't still give you fantasy value, because, you know, maybe he can't score 50 points in an NHL season. That requires the percentages to stay too high. But if Foligno scores you 35 points in an NHL season, but also gives you 200 plus hits, well, now you're back in business. And I think that's you know, that's where the range is for Marcus Foligno, is that he can give you kind of difference making hit totals and respectable offense. And so, you know, maybe in shallow leagues that's not enough, but in deeper leagues, Marcus Foligno has some serious value. Now, every episode I offer up one player rostered in 10% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe it's somebody to put on your radar for the future, or maybe it's somebody you need to race to the waiver wire to get. To beat your competition, but they will likely be available. And today we're going with Anaheim Ducks center Isaac Lundestrom, who in 11 games this year, he's got 9 points. He's plus seven. Now, he only has 12 shots on goal. And so, you know, kind of tread carefully here with Isaac Lundestrom. I would feel more comfortable if he had like 32 shots on goal instead of 12. He's at least kind of establishing himself as a legit top nine forward here for the Ducks. And as he does that and continues to contribute points, well, you know, maybe that role increases for him. In any case, Isaac Lundestrom is rostered in just 5% of Yahoo leagues. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Hockey your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. We're back, better than ever, a new web interface for the start of basketball season, and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. Go to BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, in addition to the injury news we came about off the top of the episode with Sidney Crosby and Brian Dumoulin going on COVID, on the COVID protocol list, we've got a few other pretty notable injuries. Colorado defenseman Kale McCarr is on the injured list. Got an upper body injury, so he's not going to play Wednesday night. Probably not going to play Saturday either. And so that's pretty huge absence. And Colorado is already missing Mikko Rantanen. So suddenly the Avalanche are not the, you know, overwhelming high powered Avalanche when you start taking away the guys at the very top end of that lineup. Montreal left winger Jonathan Drouin is day to day. He took a puck in the head in Tuesday night's game and left and got checked out. And I guess at the moment they're calling it maybe a neck injury. They're not classifying it as a concussion, which sometimes is like the NHL playing tricks, you know, with language to avoid certain things. Like if they classified it as a concussion, he'd have to sit out a certain amount of time. But in any case, I guess the initial reports on Drouin were positive. So just keep an eye on that. Buffalo right winger Victor Olofsson did not play against San Jose on Tuesday due to an undisclosed injury. Chicago center and right winger Tyler Johnson, he's gone into COVID protocol, but he's also out with a neck injury. So a couple angles there on Tyler Johnson. Edmonton goaltender Mike Smith out with a leg injury. This is, opportunity for Mikko Koskinen to continue playing a big role for the Oilers. Florida defenseman Marcus Nudivara is out with an undisclosed injury. Toronto Maple Leafs defenseman Travis Dermott, day-to-day with a lower body injury. He missed most of the second period in Tuesday's win against Vegas, but he did return. But then he wasn't at practice today. So I guess we'll kind of wait and see whether Travis Dermott has any long-term effects there. Or whether this was kind of just give him a day off and he'll be back at it. In any case, before we go, let's take a look at Wednesday's matchups on betonline.ag. And, you know, it starts out We've got the Carolina Hurricanes at the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, Carolina is only minus 144 here as a favorite, which, you know, does maybe seem quite reasonable given that Carolina is running roughshod and then Chicago just managed their first win last time out. But I don't love Carolina even at that price. And so that's probably one I'm avoiding, but I'd be interested to see whether Chicago can build on their win against Ottawa the other night, because you know, they've had an awful start to the season, even on the ice, never mind the stuff going on off the ice. So see how that goes for them. Nashville is in Edmonton after pulling off that win in Calgary last night. And in general, I would be interested in Nashville here, but boy, on the second game of back-to-back while the Oilers are rested, that's a pretty tough spot. You know, what you might consider a schedule loss. The Oilers are minus 226. Now, I don't think I love that. Even with Nashville going, it looks like Connor Ingram, their backup goaltender, is going to get the start. And if he does, you know, the Oilers' power play could feast on a player who's had one NHL start. But that's a pretty steep premium to pay, especially against a Nashville team that I think is at least half decent. And so I would probably avoid that one too. Columbus at Colorado. And now Colorado is minus 172. And I just, as I mentioned, Colorado is not at full power here. They don't have Mikko Rantanen. They don't have Cale Makar, among others. And so I suppose if we're looking at games that have potential value, I think Columbus at Colorado, where you can get Columbus plus 155 on betonline.ag. I think that is not an unreasonable play. And Colorado is also running their backup goaltender, Jonas Johansson, who's actually their number three goaltender. And so, you know, if you're looking for an upset, that's probably the one to try. You know, it worked with Nashville and Calgary last night. So Columbus at Colorado is probably the one to seek out tonight. And then final game of the night, St. Louis Blues are favored at the Los Angeles Kings, are minus 141. I have St. Louis very slightly favored in that game. So the value play in that would be to take the Kings at plus 128 on betonline.ag. So there we go. There's the four games tonight. And that will do it for today. Enjoy those games and follow this podcast on Apple, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.